I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? Hello and welcome to Marlena on this beautiful Mother's Day here in North America. Mother's Day, it isn't Mother's Day in all parts of the world. I know that our friends in the UK have already celebrated their Mother's Day, but it is Mother's Day in North America, and what a wonderful time to emphasize the family of the American Council of the Blind and how the American Council of the Blind loves and honors and respects family. I have two people with me tonight, and we're going to hope that the technology gods and gurus and everybody else out there will allow this to happen. I have Cindy Bridgette, who is the president of the Washington Council of the Blind and the Council of Families. Oh, Cindy, I'm going to get it messed up. The Council of Families of Blind
with Visual Impairments.
With visual impairments, okay. And Cindy is also, and we have a very noisy line here. We're going to try to tend to that. But Cindy is also on the Board of Publications, ACB's Board of Publications. And we also have Patty Cox with us, who is from Kentucky. Is that right? And Patty is very active in CFVI, and she is the coordinator of the YAC, which I think is a very cool thing. Let me start out, first of all, by thanking you both ladies, because I know you're both moms, and for you to be with us on this, your special day, is certainly a tribute to your commitment to ACB. Cindy, let's start off, and why don't you kind of lead in with, while I try to fix this noisy line, with a little bit of information about the YAC and how it all got started, and we'll go from there.
Well, in 2000, actually in 1999 and 2000, I attended the national conventions with my children along with me, and I remember in 2000's convention in Kentucky running into people, parents, who said there just was nothing for their kids to do, and kids were riding up and down the elevators just trying to pass time, and it seemed like people were getting annoyed with the kids, but there was just nothing else for them to really do. And so people were saying that there just needs to be something for kids to do. So I had never written a resolution. I really didn't know what the heck I was doing, but I asked some people some questions about the wording, the proper wording of a resolution. And I sat down and drafted up a resolution, and I remember taking it to the resolutions committee, scared half to death, and with good reason, because they just about ripped it apart when I first brought it there. And they had lots of concerns and questions, and they were valid. And so mostly how it would be implemented was probably the biggest concern. And, you know, my take was, it doesn't matter how it will be implemented, it's needed, so we just need to figure that part out later. And as it turned out, with a few wording changes, and I know that I had to do a lot of convincing that the Resolutions Committee did recommend it for a due pass, and it did pass on the floor of convention in 2000. And then soon thereafter, I was asked to serve on the convention committee and coordinate it, and I did for 2 years, and then Patty came on the scene. And just one more quick thing, because I think Patty, the bigger thing is talking about where the YAC is today. When we started in 2001, we was new. We didn't know what we were doing for sure, how we were going to do it. We set age limits. Some of those have been changed a little bit over the years. We decided we would just open during general sessions Monday through Friday and do something during the banquet. That's happened the last 4 years. This year is a little different. And we did a reading corner. We had games, lots of games, and crafts and indoor activities that first year. We added swimming the next year. And then I know Patty has been doing just some really, really fun and creative things. And boy, this year, I wish I was a kid in Vegas. So it's evolved. It started slow, and I think it's evolving into something very exciting. And 5 years from now, I mean, it's going to be going full board. And you know, we have had some experience behind it to keep it moving. But
Well, Patty, tell me, what does YAC stand for?
It stands for the Youth Activity Center. And I remember those days of being a child with nothing to do but play elevator operator and finding stuff to do when my parents were in general sessions or in meetings, and there was nothing for us kids to do. And so when I was asked to do this, I kind of thought, kids all week. Oh no.
Yeah.
At that point, my son was, he was 3 years old. No, he was 4 years old. And I thought, oh no, kids. I thought this was a vacation from the kids. But really, it's been fun. We started out going on a couple of tours. My first year, we went on one tour, and it's just this year there is so much stuff for the kids to do that I have had many adults tell me they want to be a child again.
Well, let's, Patty's, I'm sorry that Patty's audio is a little bit lower, so if folks can deal with the fluctuation, I'm actually working the board here to bring Patty up because she's got real great stuff to tell us about. So, we're just gonna say we'll live with the audio, and Patty, I'll just boost you up mechanically. How's that?
Okay.
You are being boosted, girl. All right. So listen, what the heck? I know about one tour, and I'm so jealous. I could just scream, cry, and stamp my feet because I sign most of my email Marlena and Little Guide Dog Madeline, a.k.a. M&M, and I know you're going to that M&M Museum.
I'm not actually for sure exactly when we're going to go. Monday, I do want to say that we did take on the afternoon. When I was a child, the afternoons were just as boring as the mornings because parents were in meetings. And I know that some parents have to stay out of the meetings in the afternoons to take care of their children, and they maybe parents have two different interests. And so it was important to extend the YAC to the afternoon. And so Monday we're just going to have an orientation, kind of give them the ground rules, let the parents sign the papers that they need to sign, and then we might go to the M&M Museum, which is attached by a, I guess you would call it a mall. It is right across the hall from the Coca-Cola Museum, where they do have tastings of different types of Coke through the years. And
wow!
So we will either do that, or at Circus Circus, there is so many things for children to do that we won't be able to hit all of them in a week. So there is free shows that are trapeze artists. There's acrobats. There's clowns and juggling shows. So we'll either pick going down the strip to the M&M Museum, or we will go over to Circus Circus. And Tuesday is an all-day trip. We're going to have lunch over there. The parents do not need to pick up their children for lunch because we are going to go over there to their Adventure Dome, where there is many rides. And this is like a miniature Six Flags type area where they have a roller coaster. They have a log flume ride. They have rides for real young kids and Then they have an extreme park where they can even rock climb or bungee jump.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that would be Tuesday, and that's an all-day trip. We would return back about 4:30, 5 o'clock at the end of the day. And then Wednesday, we're going to go to the Mirage, and it has an animal exhibit, which is lions and tigers and elephants. And then they also have a area with dolphins, and they're going to let us, because we have children who are visually impaired, they're going to let us touch the dolphins.
Oh, boy, you know, that is fabulous. I have actually swum with the dolphins, but in Mexico, and I tell you that will be something that those kids will long remember. It's an amazing, amazing experience. Let me just jump in here for a second to give out the number, and we'll ask Gary, the board guy, to feel free to go ahead and open the lines so that we make sure that as many people can call in as possible. The telephone number is 866-666-7926. And if you're listening to this program at any time other than the hour of 9 p.m. Eastern or 6 Pacific or 1 Universal Monday morning, you're listening to a replay. So just put your feet up and pack your bags and get ready to take your kids to Las Vegas, because Miss Patty is going to keep those kids busy. All right. So what else is on the agenda?
Thursday, we are going to go back over to Circus Circus, and they have a 18-hole miniature golf. And so with all the children playing miniature golf, that will take a while. So we're going to go back there. And then if they get finished, we will take in one of the shows that they have there. And Friday, they will be in the Youth Activity Center room, and they will do crafts and other things. Now, most of our tours are in the morning because it's so hot in Las Vegas at that time of year, 118 degrees.
Whoa!
We are going to have crafts and games and even going to the pool, which is outside, but it'll be a nice cool dip. That'll be the afternoons, but Friday they're going to be in the Youth Activity Center all day, and then in the evening, while parents are in the banquet, we're going to take them to dinner, and we're going to go somewhere special, which I'm not going to mention.
Wow, so you really do have, like, this whole week of stuff planned. Now, how old can the kids be, or how young can the kids be?
Anywhere from 6 to 17, and the older children who are like 15, 16, and 17, if they help out in the Youth Activity Center, they can participate. You know, they go through everything just like the other children. But if they take a role of taking a younger buddy and helping them out through the weekend, everything, if they need a reference of any kind in the future, I'd be happy to write a letter for them or talk to someone for them, you know, to let them know of their experience through the week.
Well, that's fabulous. So these older kids could take this experience, perhaps, and actually put it onto a resume.
Correct.
That's
they do. However, still parents still need to register their children and pay the registration fee, which this year is $25. That includes everything that they need for the week. I am asking for affiliates to sponsor a day, a half a day, or, you know, if they want to go in with another affiliate and say, pay for part of that, you know, say two affiliates come together and say, well, let's pay for half a day. It's going to be anywhere from $500 to $750 a day. So we are asking for sponsorship, and but the parents only pay $25. And then if they have any spending money, if they want to buy something, we go to the M&M Museum, places like that. If they want a T-shirt from Circus Circus, they will need to bring their own money.
All right. Wow, it sounds fabulous. I think you'll have a lot of adults who will want to come on this. On this.
I don't believe how many have told me that.
Oh, yes, I would. Well, and now I just want to go back a little bit just so that the people know kind of your own roots to ACB. I mean, I know who you are, but would you like to tell folks with whom you came to the convention as a little girl?
Well, I came with my parents, Donald Franklin, and my mother, Carla, who her last name now is Rushville. And my grandparents used to come to the convention too. And my brother and I came to the convention. Anytime they went to the convention, we went to the convention, and it was fun. It was boring for the kids. And I want to make it as memorable as the children can have. More so than, I mean, I have memories of conventions, but my brother and I used to do a lot at the convention, helping out, getting people on buses and stuff. And I think now the children don't want to help out putting people on buses because they have too much to do now.
Well, I think that's great. And I think I remember you coming to a convention, and I'm talking a long time ago. I don't even want to say how long ago, but I seem to remember you being very helpful with people, getting their guide dogs out. Do I have the right memory?
Oh, yes.
I remember.
My brother and I used to love to walk dogs.
I remember. And
it's a good source of change.
I was going to say, and you guys had a little business going.
Oh, yes.
I thought you were quite enterprising.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
I think it's wonderful that the Youth Activity Center, or the YAC, I love that acronym.
I could take credit for that one.
I think it's great. Yeah, Cindy's a great YACer. But I think it's wonderful that you are taking as I said in the promotional email for this program, you're taking the YAC to the max. And I think it's great because the more family ACB can honor, respect, and promote, then the more Patties we have who came to the convention as, you know, a little girl with her mom and her dad. And now look, you're taking a huge leadership role in making sure the convention is a safe and fun place for the kids coming up. And I think that's fabulous. So good for you.
I just hope that, you know, we're only taking on, I guess you could say, most of the day. But there is a little business in doing the guide dogs. And, you know, I've said things to some of the children, you know, the older ones that could walk a dog out. I've let them know that that's one thing you might want to look at. And, you know, it costs a lot to take your children to the convention, but it's also fun as a family. But I've let them know that there's many things that they can do on their own at the convention too, and that we used to do besides playing on the elevator.
And you know, when my daughters came with me in 99 and 2000, my oldest daughter did some babysitting for parents that wanted to do things in the evening, and both girls also helped with guide dog taking out as well. And so they did make a little bit of spending money while they were at convention. And the irony of everything is once this resolution passed and the YAC came to be, my daughters had other activities here at home where they couldn't, that conflicted with convention, and so they never came with me after that. But they loved going, they loved helping, and I know they would have enjoyed going to the YAC as well, and just kind of worked out that way that they haven't been able to since. But.
The telephone number to call is 866-666-7926. We're here on this wonderful Mother's Day in North America with two wonderful moms, both of which are so dedicated to their work with the American Council of the Blind that not only have they, in one instance, created an innovative program, and in another instance are working very hard to strengthen one of our smaller affiliates, CFVI, and we're going to get to that in just a second here and get Cindy to talk about that. But they're willing to come on their special day, on Mother's Day, and we just really appreciate that. 866-666-7926. Cindy, tell us a little bit about CFVI.
Council of Families with Visual Impairment is one of the many special interest affiliates of ACB, and it came into be over 25 years ago. And I have heard many stories about how active it was in from its inception for probably the next 15 years. However, over the last 10 years or so, it hasn't been very active. And so last year, some of us got together and decided that it was time to give new life to CFVI, and we created a nice board and of officers and board members, and I was fortunate, I think, enough to take on more work now, be the president of CFVI. And what we've been doing now is really kind of starting over. And Council of Families with Visual Impairment is not just blind parents. That's the first thing I want to clear up. I'm asked this often. CFVI is intended for any family member who has a family member in it that is blind or visually impaired. So if you are an adult and you have a senior citizen parent who has recently lost their vision, if you are a blind parent who has a sighted child, if you are a sighted parent with a blind child, or if you are sighted with a blind spouse or vice versa, CFVI is for you. And we know that at this moment in time, because remember, we are now at a new beginning for this affiliate, that we don't have a lot of activities going on yet, but we have a lot of dreams. We know what we want CFVI to be. We just acquired a website. It's www.cfvi.info. And although it is not fully up and running yet, please be checking back to that website over the next few months. And I am hopeful that it will become quite the resource for families who are experiencing either vision loss as a new event in their family life, or who are, for parents who are blind and experiencing parenthood for the first time, to parents who are dealing with issues with their children in school. I mean, just the needs of families who have vision loss in that family, in the makeup of their family, can be quite a variety. And we really hope to be a resource, and then besides a resource, to be a support mechanism. So when things happen, such as what happened with Christy and Tom Hutchinson, I had the privilege of writing a letter on their behalf as a representative of CFVI, to let the powers that be know that blind people can take care of children competently, and that they deserve to have, you know, the right to do that. And then, you know, I don't know if you want me to jump into what we're planning.
Yes, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. On Monday afternoon of convention, we are going to be co-sponsoring a couple of program events with CCLVI, Council of Citizens with Low Vision International. I think I did that right. The first one is Living with Vision Loss, and it will be a panel talking a bit from different perspectives of vision loss, from the senior citizen, from the children, from the parents. And then that will be at 1:30. And then at 3 o'clock, we have a lady named Lisa Betcher. She's from St. Louis. She's a biotech engineering major, recently has experienced vision loss and is been a recipient over the last 2 years of an ACB scholarship and of a CCLVI scholarship. And what she has done has a lot of research into how people can finance going back to school, either going to college, going to grad school, and she will be talking about all of the implications, including how scholarships impact Social Security and that sort of thing. And so that will be from 3 to 4 o'clock, and she will also be prepared to answer questions. A little side note that I learned today, and this shows you how small sometimes this world really is, I guess before Day al-Muhammad ended up in D.C., she was Lisa's daughter's fencing coach.
Oh.
How's that for a little piece of trivia?
And Day al-Muhammad, of course, is the director of advocacy and legislative affairs for the American Council of the Blind. So,
And then on Wednesday, we have something fun going on. We will have a root beer social, root beer float social.
Oh, I like that.
If the cost is $10, and this is a fundraiser for CFEI, and it will include a root beer float. We will have diet and regular root beer, and we will also have non-dairy ice cream for those who may be lactose intolerant. And the evening will include games and also door prizes, and we do a 50-50 raffle, which is always fun. And so we're looking forward. This is for the entire family, so we hope that, you know, anyone who is interested in the family will decide to join us, whether you're a member of CFEI or not, and, you know, mingle with one another and get to know each other and ask questions and so on. And the cool thing about this, Marlene, is that following our Root Beer Float Social, National Captioning Institute, NCI, is going to be showing the descriptive version of Aladdin. And so those who want to enjoy Root Beer Float Social and take in a movie, those are going to be back-to-back and I believe in the same room so that they'll be in conjunction with one another and people can make a family evening of it.
Oh, that's nice.
And then on Thursday, as convention, we will hold our CFVI business meeting at 1:30, and at 2:45, it will be a support / sharing time for people to come and just ask questions and share with one another. And this will be a real opportune time for families who are experiencing struggles, whether it be new vision loss in their family or an actual situation that they're dealing with and they don't know how to come and talk with our members, and, you know, time for all of us to learn from one another. So that is what we have on CFVI agenda for convention, and we are also proud sponsors of the Youth Activity Center as well, and so we are sponsoring one of the days for the YAC.
Well, it sounds like CFVI is really trying to reach out across the full spectrum of the family. Now, one thing I didn't hear, and maybe I missed it, what about a family in which, say, there is a blind and a sighted spouse.
Yes.
Does CFEI...
I did mention that, actually. And, yes, absolutely any family member experiencing vision loss and, I mean, heck, even if it's somebody that is dealing with a close friend or a cousin or this is what we really want to promote is the family unit and keeping a family healthy through, for some families, going through experiencing new vision loss. It's a tumultuous time for that family, and we want to make sure that families not only stay together, and but that they're strong and healthy, and that vision loss in a family doesn't have to change how the family unit operates. And I hear your phone ringing.
Yes, and we have a call. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, you are with Cindy, Patty, and Marlena. Who is this?
Hi, it's Sue Amateur.
Hello, Sue Amateur.
So happy Mother's Day, Patty and Cindy.
Thank you, Sue.
So I hope you had a nice one.
We did. My daughter took me out to dinner.
Hey, all right. Just curious, how many kids in the past few years have you had at the YAC?
At the beginning of the week, because there are some that come with exhibitors, we've had... last year, I think we had 15 or 17.
You say 15. I'm having a hard time hearing you, Patty.
Yeah, she said 15 or 17 last year.
At the beginning of the week.
At the beginning of the week.
13.
But the average is 13.
And how many of those kids do you would you say are blind or visually impaired?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Okay. So.
And I'll add to that that the first 2 years that we were running the YAC, we had no visually impaired children. However, every activity that I created in those first 2 years, and I believe that Patty has continued this tradition, we've made sure that visually impaired children would be able to participate in all activities of the Youth Activity Center. Very important. We haven't had a lot of visually impaired kids, but it's not because we haven't made the YAC available for visually impaired kids.
Right, right.
Well, and I think as the years go on and as you guys get the word out more, which I think you will with your website and with the work that you're doing, and people learn that it's fun, they might be more prone to bring their kids. Or if parents had blind children, they might be prone to bring them and introduce them to us. So I think... Not only, I just think that the YAC and the Council of Families of Visual Impairment are both important tools for ACB, and I'm just happy to see them up and running again.
Super. Thank you, Sue. Coming from a membership chair, I appreciate
yeah,
your...
Yeah, well, anything that builds membership, it sounds like a great week to me.
I know. Don't you want to go?
Sounds better than sitting in a meeting.
I know. I want to go to the M&M Museum, man.
I want to go over to Circus, so...
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you are Circus.
I know. So, anyway, Patty, you're doing a good job, and Cindy, you ought to be complimented. I know it takes a lot of courage to bring a new idea and go to resolutions, and but without new ideas, nothing happens.
Well, thanks, Sue.
So,
thanks for calling, too.
Anyway, good job, you guys.
All right.
Keep listening.
All right. Keep listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. I know it's Mother's Day, and maybe folks are actually with their families, but if you're by your electric computing machine, why, that's the number to call, and we'd love to hear from you. Even if you have a question about dealing with blindness in your own family. I didn't ask Cindy and Patty ahead of time, but I bet we could put them on the spot. Do you think, Cindy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Now, here's a question that I have. And again, I apologize for the audio inconsistencies that we've got. And we've also got a noisy line. So, you know, when you get one, you get it all, you know? But, Oh, well, let's take the phone call. Well, forget my question. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller. You're with Cindy, Patty, and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Cindy, Patty, and Marlena. It's Dave and Visalia.
Hello, Dave and Visalia.
Hi, Dave.
Remembering back to the good old days when 1986, and I brought my daughter. I thought she was, how old was she at the time? She was 8. And I thought she needed to know that there were other parents, that there were other kids in the world who had blind parents. And so she and I took the hike back to Tennessee. And that year, it was in Knoxville. It so happened that that year there were they had said there would be kids' activities, and there weren't. They closed them down. So it was kind of fortuitous. One of the ladies who was volunteering, I can't remember where, was the wife of a University of Tennessee professor, and my daughter, being the Sharpie that she was, she ended up spending a good deal of time with her, and she took her home and introduced her to the family, and then we went from there. So it was a pretty good deal, but I'm glad to see these things are going, because I do think kids need to be aware. Sometimes I think they might feel like they're the only ones in the world out there that, you know, that where mom or dad or both of them are blind, and it's good to network with other kids and find out that they're not alone. She had some friendships over the, you know, nationally that she kept for a few years, and so it's a good thing.
Well, thank you. I think so too, and that's why we're doing it. And I know Patty is as committed to what she's doing as I was when I was doing it, and I think that what happens sometimes is, you know, something gets started, and then when somebody maybe was interested because they had children, and that's maybe why they started doing kids' activities, and then their children no longer interested in coming, so it kind of fizzles out, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so important for us to make sure that when we're doing something like the Youth Activity Center, that we're always working with bringing new people in, volunteers, training people, seeing where people's interests are. And, you know, we were just so blessed that Patty was available and willing to take on the act when something came up for me personally in 2003 and I couldn't do the act. And I had been planning to, and then just, you know, about 6 months out, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, hopefully when it's time for Patty to move on, there will be somebody in place.
I hope so.
It's
a really neat thing. Because I don't know if we're going to make it this year either, because we just spent a huge amount of money on our house and getting at rehabs, and everybody who owns a home knows that. So.
Oh, yeah, but they just come anyway.
It's a sad and sorry story. Just come and bring peanut butter sandwiches.
No, not into that anymore. That was that was back in the National Federation days. I don't play that anymore.
In fact, the convention that I remember, Patty and her brother walking guide dogs. I did bring peanut butter sandwiches. I was so poor.
Well,
oh, sure.
Not me. Take care.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Thanks so much. 866-666-7926 is the number to call. It's about 40 minutes past the hour. We'll have Patty and Cindy on with us till the top of the hour. In the second hour, we're going to do whatever the heck we feel like doing. We tried to line up a guest for the second hour, and it's a little bit of a difficult day to do that. Jeff Bishop may call in and on the guest line and talk to us a bit more about podcasting. But if you've got some ideas, anything you want to share, you want to talk about in the second hour, we're going to just wing it. But one thing to kind of think about is, and I actually, Cindy will know this, I stole this idea from the fabulous WCB Listserv, but let's talk about the things that talk to you. The talking watches, the talking scales. We have so many things that talk to us. We might as well talk about them in the second hour. All right. Well, here's a question that I had before Dave called, and we're glad that he did. But I did want to remember to ask this question. Is there time for kids, and maybe, well, you know, I was going to say maybe older kids, but actually probably not necessarily as I think about it. Is there time for kids to kind of talk about how it feels to have a mom or a dad or both who are blind, who are different in that respect from everybody else's mom and dad.
In the past, that has just became part of the talk, usually on Monday when the kids are getting to know each other, and somewhat into Tuesday. Now, I don't know about this year, going to circus all day, but usually in the past, you know, the questions on Monday were, you know, besides their name or where they're from and how old they are, they all kind of, you know, who in your family can't see? That's the question. And then they've had, you know, the responses were, well, you know, my mother can't see, my dad, he can see some, but, and it depends upon the age group of the children. We really don't have a set time that they sit down and talk about it. It just became the talk at the beginning of the week, and then, you know, they go from there, and they go on, and they play, and they have fun. But that's about the time that they ask the questions to other children. And, you know, some of the kids have said, well, you know, my dad, you know, there was one or two that have said that, well, one of the parents, I think it was a dad that went, that had a car wreck and was visually impaired, and that became, you know, the talk was, I don't know what to do, and it was a girl who was saying it. So one of the other girls that are in the youth activity center did come up and say, well, you know, it's not really hard. It's just maybe you should do this or that. And so it's really not a set time, but they do sit and talk about it.
I think that's great because I actually think kind of two thoughts here, and I do not have children, so all of my great astute observations are worth what you're about to pay for them, which is nothing. But I've made two observations over the years. One is that I have seen oftentimes that the kids, the sighted kids in blind families, where one or both of the parents has a visual impairment, those kids tend to be extremely mature and very willing and able to, you know, to do things with and for their blind parents more so than in I think in sighted families. And the other thing that I've noticed is that that the kids are like, yeah, well, so what? This is who my mom is. This is who my dad is.
Yeah, that's how my kids are. But Marlene, I think the difference is when you have, and I guess this isn't different for kids. It's the same for all of us. That when it's something that they've grown up with all of their life, I think that you're gonna observe those two things you just talked about. I think that if it's a child, though, who is dealing with a new experience, whether it's a sick parent or whether it's a parent who newly is blind, they're probably going to have a lot more questions and concerns about how life is going to go on and be different. But I think that the way that Patty described it taking place in a very not in a superficial way, but more in a relaxed setting.
More
likely the way it's going to happen with kids, you know?
Let's bring in our caller. We have a caller who's been patiently waiting. Hello, you're with Cindy, Patty, and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, it's Pam, and we do not plan these.
Right.
Dave and I really do not plan these dual calls. But I wanted to say that now I have been with Dave and his daughter on a couple of conventions, and I noticed that I think the kids interact, especially the older ones, very, very informally, very casually, and very comfortably on their own time. I remember, we were having dinner with some friends one night in the hotel, the two of us and another couple, and at a nearby table, they were about halfway across the room, Jenny and another girl were just Oh, okay. Have we mentioned the name or not?
Oh, it's fine.
Mindy Kendrick, who's, years have gone by. But
right.
Jenny and Mindy were sitting at one of the tables, and they were just practically doubled over. And I could hear one of the girls, I think it was Jenny, say, "Did you see when?" Or did you hear when? And we all know that these things happen. I mean, we talk to stools because we don't know the people have left. I mean, things happen. And after they left, after they finished their meal, Jenny came over and said hi. And she said, we said, "Hi, how you doing? Was your dinner good?" And she said, "Did you hear what we said?" And we said, "No." She said, "Good."
Well, yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, bringing the kids together, you know, even that the sort of the young adult, you know, kind of the older teen group, just together, just, I actually know, and unfortunately I think that this did not last, but I know of at least one marriage that occurred, between, let me see if I can get this straight, it was his mom who came to the conventions, and the daughter, I think it was her dad. But they were married for, you know, a number of years, and it had nothing to do with anything blindness related, why the marriage didn't last. But, you know, you never know, you know, you never know what can happen at conventions.
No, and I know that for a while the girls were very, very close, and, happened to run into Demi, and I emailed her, and she said, "Oh yes, Mindy is studying. I forget what she's studying." And I told her that Jenny has two little kidlets now, and we just had a great time. And they don't talk anymore. Their lives have gone on just as ours do. It's been a very good experience. It was a very good experience for them. And for us, and we were glad, to, and we you know whatever they said, we didn't take offense because people, this stuff happens, and being able to say, "Yeah, that happens, okay," and they had a good laugh, and when Jenny said "good," and we laughed, and we said, "Okay," we thought that was fine.
Well, that's great, and hopefully you and Dave will make it to the convention this year.
We might hustle down for a couple of days.
All right.
We'll try. We'll see what happens.
Well, thanks for the call.
Sure, Malena.
Okay. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. So, Patty, what's the maximum number? You know, after this program, you may get people who say, "I'm going to bring my kids because we've got this yak." What's the maximum number you think is handleable in the yak, number one? And number two, I'm going to ask you two in a row so I can get your audio adjusted. Number two, how can people reach you if they kind of want to talk about this whole idea before they bring their kids and put them at your doorstep?
Well, they can get a hold of me. My home phone number is 502-897-3864, or they can email me, and my email is C as in cat, L, C as in cat again, P as in Paul, MC, 3864@yahoo.com. And the maximum number, well, I haven't thought about a maximum number. If I have more than 15 kids, 15 to 17 kids coming, I'll just ask for more volunteers. And I might ask for a bigger yak room. But right now, you know, more the merrier. The important thing is, and I don't know exactly how it was worded on the registration form, but if people have more than one child coming, they need to call the Minneapolis office and make sure that they get their children registered, that we get their name. The important thing is the number. There are discount tickets to some of the events that we go to, but we have to know by a certain date how many children we have. And as last year, we could have had discount tickets to a amusement park, but we didn't have but four children registered to that event. And then when we got there, there were, I think I took 15 or 17 kids to that event.
Wow.
And if we had known that we were going to have over 12, we would have had a discount ticket. Plus, they were going to throw in lunch. And that did not happen because we didn't have the number. So if anybody who's listening, if you are going to bring your children, and I know on the form it's that they've had trouble in the past that you can only register one child, please call the Minneapolis office and let them know and add that $25 payment for your child to your check if that is what the Minneapolis office tells you to do. However they give you instructions to make sure that your child is registered, that needs to happen because we're getting discount tickets, say this year, we're getting discount tickets to the Mirage. But if I need more tickets, I need to know by the middle of June.
Let me give the Minneapolis office. I don't know how you said that so many times so clearly. I say it once and it's like, let me give the Minneapolis office. Anyway, let me give the Minneapolis office telephone number. Shoo. It's 800-866-3242. 800-866-3242. If you are going to be registering more than one little yakette, right? We're going to say, you know, New York City's got the Rockettes. Man, Patty Cox, she's got the yakettes.
I just want to say something that Cindy had mentioned earlier. She had mentioned that sometimes people, you know, you bring your children and you're involved and then you don't bring your children and you move on to something else and let someone who takes their children. The first year I did this, neither one of my children came with me. And last year my son came with us, and neither one of them are coming this year to the convention. There's camps that go on, and one of them's a visually impaired camp. Hearing and visually impaired camp that my daughter attends every year, and it goes the same week. But even though I don't have my children going, it's fun to work with the kids. And I think with CFBI and getting the families involved, I think it's going to make a difference for people who want to bring their whole family. As a child, this was how we took our vacations. And so it made a difference. We got to go to many places. I remember Knoxville and Los Angeles and Miami and many others that I've went to. And it just makes a difference, you know, if your whole family can participate in something. And some of the things at night, I know that they're costly, but you know, that's something that, you know, the dances or the Welcome to Nevada party, that's going to be something that you could still take your children to. And there are so many things that I'm not doing in Vegas this year that if parents did bring their children, they could adventure to the other hotels that have roller coasters. The Stratosphere has a wonderful roller coaster and a couple of new rides, but they're 160 feet in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
the children have to be at least 4 feet tall, and most of the children who are six are 4 feet tall, so I don't think we're going to have that problem. But some of the rides, like at the Stratosphere, I would just prefer parents to take their children to.
Yeah.
I don't want to ride the rides with them.
Yeah. If I were doing that part of the yak, I'd say, you know, honey, but now here's where you get to experience your independence.
Well, at Circus, their roller coaster does have, I think it's three corkscrews and two loops, which that I can handle those.
Hey, Marlena, as a side note, when Lyle and I got married almost 4 years ago, we stayed at the Stratosphere, and after we got married, we came back to the hotel for our wedding dinner, and prior to going to dinner, we went on the high roller and the big shot, and
oh.
I was still in my wedding dress, and we have pictures to show it. So sounds like something I would do, doesn't it, Marlena?
I think you're a little nuts, Cindy, but yeah, yeah.
Cindy, you asked what you could do for the yak.
There you go. So, okay, here's a great fundraiser for the yak. We'll sell pictures of Cindy. And, you know, Patty, I have to tell you, I've had Cindy, I suggested that she might be dropped in a hot air balloon skydive. That's what I said.
No, skydiving
she
to
could
drop our
skydive brochure. To drop some of our WCB brochures, and I broadcast it for ACB Radio. And, you know, but she's very boring. She says no to all these things. I don't get it. But anyway. All right. Well, Patty, let me ask you one more thing here. If anybody wants to volunteer for the YAC, I would assume that they should call you or email you. Are you the contact person?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And your email address is pretty long, so why don't you go ahead and give it one more time?
It is C as in cat, L, C as in cat, P as in Paul, M as in Mary, C as in cat, 3864. @yahoo.com.
All right. I can't even repeat that. But I can repeat here, I think, that the telephone number to call for the office in Minneapolis, if you want to register more than one child for the YAC, where did it go? It just left me. Here it is. It's 800-866-3242 to the Minneapolis office.
Marlena, I just before we're done, I want to invite people that might be interested in joining the CFVI email list to do so by writing to cfvi-subscribe@acb.org, or you can join, I believe, from the ACB website as well. Or if people email me personally, I'd be happy to make sure that they get subscribed.
Well, that was going to be my next question for you is, what about people who are interested in CFVI? We all have families. So
I will also give my email address. If people have any questions about CFVI or if there's any way that we can help you, please feel free to email me at cindybur@comcast.net. And I'm usually really quick to respond to emails. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me. And please keep checking back to our website, www.cfvi.info. My email address is also up there as well. And watch your registration form for convention and consider joining us for not only the Root Beer Float Social, but also some of the other events that we have on Monday and Thursday.
So pack up your bags, pack up your kids, and join everybody in Las Vegas, huh?
Yeah, it's for the whole family.
Well, I want to thank you both so much, especially for joining me on Mother's Day and for helping us to have a really good family-focused show on this very special family day here in North America. And
thanks for having us, Marlena.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you, and best of luck to both of you. I think it's fabulous, the work that you're doing with the YAC and CFVI.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell me again, Mommy.
Stay tuned for the second hour.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. When all the others turn their backs and walk away, you can count on me to stay. Remember when the circus came to town and you were frightened survivor climb. Wasn't it nice to be around someone that you knew, someone who was big and strong and looking out for you? Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. And for all the times we've cried, I always felt that God was on our side. Then remembering will have to do. Our memories alone will get us through. Think about the days of me and you, you and me against the world.
I thought that was a great song for Mother's Day. Kind of, you know, I'm just an old softy, and it kind of gives me a little goosebump. So I love Mother's Day. I had a great mom, and I always think of her often, but especially on Mother's Day. Okay, we're in the second hour. It's open forum, 866-666-7926. And, you know, I popped over to the chat room. Let me get back over there. And I see a friendly face in there, other than Dave's smiling face. I'm waving at Dave now here in the chat room. He's right there. But I see another smiling face in there, and gonna see if she wants to say anything. And all you need to do, of course, is hold down the right control key, and you'll hear a little bzoop. Don't I do that imitation well, huh? And the floor will be yours. So let's, I won't give her away, but let's see if this voice from Washington State has anything that it might like to add to the discussion. We're going to unkey right now, and we'll just wait a second here and see if the chat room comes in. And... okay, well, maybe not. Maybe not. We'll check back here in a sec. Let me find out if Mr. Dave is wanting to have the floor here. Hey, Dave, what's this going on with ACB Radio and podcasting? And what is all this buzz about? You know, in the, what is that, in Jesus Christ Superstar? What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? So what's the buzz going on this week, man, with ACB Radio and podcasting? That should give Dave enough time to put down his cup of tea and come to the microphone. And we'll unkey and see what happens. And so we'll just wait a second here. Gosh, where's my chat room? Okay, well, I would say that the people in the chat room are busily doing something else. Live radio, you gotta love it. 866-666-7926. 26, and we're going to be with you for about another 50 minutes or so. This could be an interesting monologue for me, so I hope that's not the case. I hope you'll give me a call. So I thought one of the cool things we might talk about is the talking about the gadgets that talk to us. Now, goody. Saved by the bell. I don't have to do a monologue. You've saved the world from my monologue. Who are you?
It's Kathy in Albany.
Hello, Kathy in Albany. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, you know, I thought I was going to sit here and pontificate for an hour.
No, I won't do that.
Good.
I'll stay on here for an hour. No, I won't do that. I won't do that.
So what's up with you?
Not a heck of a lot. I just listened to the first hour. And hold on 2 seconds. I got to go turn this down.
All right. We're very informal here. We're just sitting in the living room while Kathy goes and turns it down.
How are you? Good. How are you?
Well,
okay.
I heard myself back.
Yes, I know. I know. Doing good. Like you said, it's the Yak program. You know, you kind of want to be a kid again.
I know. I want to go to the M&M Museum, doggone it.
You brought up something, and Frank's upstairs going, oh, no, he'd like to go to the Coke Museum. The Coca-Cola Museum. He'd love to go to that.
I know. That sounds cool, too.
When I heard that, I went, oh, no.
If the act doesn't watch it, they're going to get a lot of adult volunteers.
Yeah, I know. Just so they can go, yeah.
Yeah, remember, I saw just, Gary the Board Guy and I, we were at Sam's. Do you have Sam's up there in Albany?
Yes.
Okay, so you know it's the big box store.
Oh, yes.
And so we were at Sam's, and I saw these cases of classic Coke, but they were in the old bottles, but they were like the little mini bottles.
Oh, yes, he knows.
Oh, my
gosh.
Those
are cool.
We wanted to buy one, but we're Diet Coke drinkers, and, of course, Diet Coke back then. You never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's true.
It's cool that they're bringing those bottles back.
That is cool. Yeah, I remember the old vending machines where you get those bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then do you remember the crate would be, the wooden crate would
uh-huh.
be, yeah, and you'd put in all the
you
flies.
Put the in the crate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we're hoping to make it out to Vegas, I'm hoping. Crossing my fingers and my toes. And.
Well, yeah, it should be a good convention. We've got our room reserved, so we're all excited.
Yeah,
about.
We've got the room reserved. We've had it reserved since July of last year.
Yeah, that's when we did it, too.
And, but now it's a question of, you know, plane tickets and that green stuff, you know.
Yeah,
But we're hoping. And I should know by tomorrow or Tuesday at the latest, and then we'll get things going in earnest. And so we're looking forward to it. I've got a friend of mine that... who I haven't seen in a while. She was my supervisor at work and has since retired and moved out to Las Vegas. So we're going out a couple of days earlier, and then we'll get a hold of her before we even come out and see if we can hook up, see if she can kind of give us a grand tour in a day or so.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I kind of like to do that.
Yeah, we're going to go out a couple of days early as well. You know, just to relax a little bit, and then maybe help Dave get some things set up for ACB Radio if he needs any help or whatever. But so, have you got any things that talk to you that you want to talk about?
Well, let's see. Well, of course, you got the computers with the JAWS, and we've got a talking clock. The one we got in Radio Shack at the Cube, I don't know, why is it we always nickname things, always give them names?
That's an interesting, I had this very discussion with my friend Judy, and she and I have come up with with a reason. You know, we always have to intellectualize, and so we've come up with a reason. And we've decided that the reason that a lot of blind people nickname things, because a lot of us do it, is because we can't point. So we can't, like, say, that clock. So we say, you know, the QB clock or the whatever you've called your clock.
Well, we called this thing, we called it Mr. Ed.
Is that the older one, the older cube clock?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's one of the first ones that came out.
And I don't think you can get those anymore.
I don't think so. I've seen cubes, but not like that one.
Yeah, you've got the good one.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay. I've got two sharp talking times, so I guess I shouldn't complain.
Yeah, we've got one of those, too. We've got the sharp calculator.
No, mine's the pre-calculator.
Oh, okay, that's even... Oh, boy, okay, you're going back. This is... we've got the sharp calculator. The talking calculator.
The EL640, I think, is the one that... I think that's the one you're talking about. I think that's the number.
They don't make it anymore.
No, and I actually have one of those on my desk here. But I have two talking the ones that play the Boccherini minuet when the alarm goes off. Da 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 dum 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 dum. Oh dear, yes.
Yeah. you know what, Frankie Dan? He says he knows there's a reason for it. He says he's talking watches. And it drives them nuts because you'll be sitting in a meeting.
In a meeting, yeah.
And they'll be hitting it, and then everybody else will do it, too.
Yeah. Well, when I was a young girl, I went to Perkins School for the Blind for the last year and a half of my education, and so... We would start, we had to go to chapel every morning, and so it would start on the girls' side and then work its way over to the boys' side. About 10 minutes before chapel ended, everybody would click their watches closed. So it's not just the talking ones, you can tell, Frank.
Yeah, that's true, click.
Yeah.
But that you can kind of hide. I mean, as much as you try to muffle it, it still comes out.
There.
Still comes out.
I just did it for you.
Oh, I missed it. There.
Right. Here, we'll do it again. Here we go.
Oh, okay. I heard it.
All right. Will you give my best to Mr. Frank?
I will.
And stay tuned. You know, you guys are part of the reason why we're doing this two-hour format, so... I'm glad you're there, because up until Frank would call me every week and he'd say, we'd really like to have you on for 2 hours. And so you tell him he's getting what he wants.
Okay.
Whether he likes it or not, he's
but
stuck with me.
Unfortunately, he's not feeling that well, so now he's up there sleeping.
Oh, I'm sorry to
hear
that.
But I'm listening.
All right. Well, you tell him that. You give him, go up and give him a kiss.
Okay.
Tell him it's from us.
It's from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Hopefully we'll get to see you out there, and of course we'll be talking to you before then.
All right. Sounds great.
Yep.
Thanks, Kathy. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. It's about 14 minutes past the hour, and anything you want to talk about is on the plate. I had some interesting podcasts this week. Oh, my goodness, some very cool podcasts this week. Hello, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena. This is Matthew Dyer from Ohio again.
Hello, Matthew Dyer from Ohio again. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm great. What's on your mind this week?
Well, actually, I had something to tell everyone about, and I had a question, and I had something to tell some people about here on ACB Radio.
All right, go for
it. I'll start with my explanation.
All right.
Yesterday we had our ACB meeting, and I myself had actually had a chance to see an accessible voting machine. One of those that they, you know, that they've been working on for quite some time now. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to those things being used in the next election, because I'll tell you what, it didn't take me long to learn how to use that at all.
Well, tell us about it. Most of us haven't seen one of these things. So.
Well, from my perspective, they have, it's more like, it sounds a lot like the AT&T Natural Voices that, you know, that you could buy, get for your computer or whatever if you have, for your screen reader or whatever, but they have it recorded in there, and the way it works is they give you the instructions. Now, the one we had for the demonstration yesterday had English and Spanish, if I'm not mistaken, right? I know it was English, but I think the other one was Spanish, but I'm not 100% sure.
Uh-huh.
And they give you the options, and it says press 1 for English instructions. So if you do that, you get the instructions in English. And you just basically follow the prompt, and I'll tell you what, between me and my friend Joe Williamson Jr. here, who's one of our members, neither one of us had any trouble navigating through the menus or any of the having any issues with the machine at all.
Does the machine create a paper ballot at the end of the vote?
Technically, it does. Now, the demonstration one we had yesterday didn't have a printer hooked up, but if it is hooked up to a printer, it would give you a print copy of it for you to turn into the people there at the front desk there, wherever you're voting at.
Right, to the election officials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know you've got something you want to ask about, too, but let me ask you a question. How did it feel when, you know, just imagining casting your own private vote for the first time? How did that make you feel?
I felt like, you know, I felt like this is great. You know, in a year or two, when I'm out on my own, I'll be able to go to my precinct, cast my vote using that machine, and no one, you know, with the cards and everything, you know, that's the other thing. They have these little cards that you put in. It's a lot like those compact flash cards or whatever that you get for your note taker or something. But you put it in there. Other than that, you know, I felt like I can do this. I think I know what to expect now that I've actually seen it for myself. I've heard a demonstration from the people that showed it off, and I had a chance to look at it myself and play around with it and have an idea of what to expect when it comes time for the real elections and everything else. And I can't thank the people who made it possible enough, because if it wasn't for those machines, I would have I don't think I would have registered to vote at all. I really don't think I would.
Yeah, I've been voting for a lot of years, and I've never had a secret vote. So I'm looking forward to the day when I can walk in, vote my vote, and have my ballot be as respectfully treated with the same degree of anonymity as the sighted person next to me. So that's great. So what did you want to ask folks about this week?
Well, not to completely change the subject, but a while back you were talking about the, I think it was B flag or something like that.
Right.
I think it was. Do you remember, I don't remember what the actual website was or if they had one.
Oh, golly. Oh, dear. They do have one, I believe.
I thought about doing a Google search for it, but I was afraid if I typed it in, it might come up with either some weird results or nothing at all. So,
well, you know what?
I thought I would ask to see if anybody had it or knew what it was or...
Let's, maybe there's a BFLAG member listening, and he or she will call and give us that information. If I had Butch, let me see something. We're gonna pretend that we actually know what we're doing here. Let's see if I've got, let's see. Oh, I do. Oh, look at that. Okay. Why don't you send an email to Well, let's see. I'm not sure. I tell you what. Let me see if I can get the information for you. Let me go ahead and give you this email address and see if this works. Try sending an email to Hugh, H-U-G-H, dot Arnold, at Verizon.net.
H-U-G-H. H.
Dot Arnold.
Arnold, A-R.
N-O-L-D.
N-O-L-E.
At Verizon.net.
Verizon, B-E-R.
I-Z-O-N.
I-Z-O-N, okay.
Dot
I always
net.
Get it mixed up with S or Z, I never know.
Yeah. But stay tuned because somebody may call in with the contact information.
Okay, well actually I wanted to check the website. Yeah, I can't talk. The website to see if they had an email list or something that was out there. I thought I heard somebody mention it last time I heard about it, but I don't remember off the top of my head, and that's why I was wondering about it. But
okay, Gary the board guy says he's got a different email address. Let's see. Gary the board guy, you want to pick up the phone? We're flying by the seat of our pants here, kids. Gary the board guy says he's going to pick up the phone in just a second, and we'll see what there he is. Maybe you need to turn the computer. Yeah.
I don't remember off the top of my head, and that's why I was wondering about it.
Okay, Gary the board guy says he's got a... All right, we've got Gary the board guy on the phone, and he's turning down the computer. Are you there, Gary the board guy?
Yes, I'm here.
And what email do you have?
I've got a couple of emails here that... that would get you in touch. One is the president, Connie Davis, and it is Connie David at earthlink.net, and it's all one word, and it's spelled C-O-N-N-I-E-D-A-V-I-D at earthlink.net.
Okay,
C-O-N... No, it's C as in Charlie.
I got that much.
C-O-N-N-I-E-D-A-V-I-D, Connie David, at earthlink.net.
Okay. Well, thanks for the help. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Thanks, Gary, the board guy. Don't hang up or you'll make us both deaf, so you just have to wait.
I like to hear that thing go.
Yeah, and the phone fetch. One of the reasons why I hang up on you guys quickly sometimes is I'm trying to beat you out, because if you hang up before me, oh my gosh, this phone fetch makes a terrible noise in my ear.
Oh, here's one other thing I just found also. They do have a website.
Oh, good. What's the website?
The website is www, naturally, bflag.org.
Well, imagine that.
It's really tough.
Bflag.org. All right. All right, Mr. Matthew.
Thank you for the help from both of you guys, and I'll keep listening.
All right.
I'll get out.
What other subjects come up?
Sounds great. Have a good one.
You too, Marlene, and good. I really like your show, and I'm really enjoying it.
Great, thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye bye. 866-666-7926. You ask, and we'll deliver. We might make it up in the meantime, but we'll still deliver. Thanks to Gary, the board guy. Who, boy, that was confusing. I had to go off mic and say, turn down the radio, and then I couldn't. Oh, dear. Anyway, we just keep flying around here and seeing if we can put it all together. Let's go over here and take a look in the chat room. Oh, let's take this call first. Hello there. This is Marlena. Who's this? Well, okay. Fine. I don't know what happened there, but Thought I heard myself in the background, but apparently not. All right, let's go on over here and see if we've got anyone in the chat room there. We've got Dave, and we've got Gary Wood in the chat room. Let's see if Dave's back. Hey, Dave. Well, no, let's not say we did. We're going to go to the phones first. Hello, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Marlena, this is Lisa Hall calling in San Antonio, Texas.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
How's your transcribing doing?
Well, I was going to mention that tomorrow night I will be participating in the graduation ceremony of Northwest Vista College. And I only like one more course to repeat this summer before I get my certificate.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yes.
That is so exciting.
I can't wait till I get my link on the interview that was back in October updated on the website.
Yeah, I know that they're working on all kinds of things on the website, and I, you know, I'm continuing to ask the web team to please get these links going and updated. So I'm sure that they will, and I'm not quite sure what the delay is, but nonetheless, I'm pushing for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's next up for you then, once you graduate and you finish the summer course?
Well, I've been looking for work for quite some time. I had one interview with the Northeast Independent School District. They ended up hiring someone else with more experience as a Braillist. And then I went and did an interview with the North Side Independent School District and haven't heard anything yet. And then I got a call on the 18th of April from Sharon Dresser, Access Coordinator at Northwest Vista College, and she asked me if I'd be willing to work with her on a contract. And right now I'm waiting on ACCD's approval on that. To do writing policies and procedures for them in reference to blind students who request materials in accessible form.
Well, that's fabulous.
So I'm going to be doing that from home.
Now,
and
I'm
also on the technology committee at Northwest Vista, so I'm providing my expertise and, you know, different ways to make things more accessible. In terms of facilities and programming and all that.
Are you going to be using technology to create Braille, like Duxbury or, you know, NFB Trans or something like that?
Yeah, because I use Duxbury.
Yeah, yeah. Just not to give anybody a plug, but what embosser do you like?
Well, I have worked with a lot of different ones. I worked with the VersaPoint. I worked with Romeo, the Juliet, the Everest, the Bookmaker.
Wow, the Bookmaker. That's a huge one, isn't
it?
Yeah.
It's a good workhorse, too.
Yeah, yeah.
For major production.
I'm using a little Index.
Yeah.
And the little Basic D.
Yeah. I worked with both of those, too.
Yeah.
Over the years.
You know, one of the things that kind of gets to me about all this Braille transcription stuff. You know, it seems to me that, I don't know, and I'd love your opinion on this, but it seems to me that as wonderful as Duxbury is, and I love Duxbury, but it seems to me to be unnecessarily complicated.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different codes, and there's a lot of learning that goes into it. You know, and I'm still learning more and more each time I go in there, especially with version 10.5, got a combination of not only the normal Duxbury code, but you also got your Microsoft Word style code. And I'm not used to that, and I'm still in the learning process of learning all of those word style.
Yeah, and then you get people who don't know how to use Word, and so instead of using a style sheet, they tab and space and you must have the patience of a saint, Miss Lisa.
Yes, and one of the toughest areas that I'm tackling this summer, and I took the course last summer and didn't pass it, and that's dealing with typographics, which is a very big problem for a blind person to try to do unless they have a sighted person to help them create tactographics.
Yeah, we talked about that when you were on the show, and you were kind of struggling with thinking of creative ways to deal with that.
Right.
How have you been dealing with it?
Well, the only thing I was able to do was provide feedback to other students in the class. Because there was no way I could have created it by myself.
Yeah, it would be tough.
Yes.
It would be tough. Well, I'll keep leaning on the door to get that link done, because that was a great.
I would love to put that link on my webpage, and that's what I've been waiting for a long time to do.
Yeah, yeah, and you did a great show for us. So let me see if I can't apply my pressure, which
okay.
You know, I don't know how far that'll get us. But
I'm planning to write an article that's going to be published in the Braille Monitor. I'm going to try to write an article this summer.
Great. Well,
I'll be having that published in the Monitor, and I'll also have it up on my website once it does get published.
And why don't you give people your website address?
My website address is http://home.satx.rr.com/Lisa Hall.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and
well,
good luck and congratulations on tomorrow night's graduation.
Yeah, 300 graduates that are going to be graduating.
Well,
it's the largest class I've ever been in.
Well, I commend you. You're following your dream, and you know, that's what life is all about, isn't it? To
you
find
know,
our dream.
You know, there's a quote I like to share, and it's from Les Brown. Don't let anybody steal your dream.
That's exactly right.
Not over until a win.
That's exactly right. Well,
yes.
Thank you, Lisa, and good luck.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926 is the number to call to reach me here on ACB Radio. And I am just delighted that my program, along with many, many, well, all actually, of the other programming done here on ACB Radio is open and free to be listened to and contributed to by everyone within the blindness community, whether you are ACB, NFB, or nobody's B. you know, it's just a very cool thing. Let's bring this call into the room. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jolene.
Oh, Jolene, I tried to bring you in the chat room.
Well, I have no microphone.
Oh, dear.
I didn't know what I was doing. I've never done anything. I had to fight like a tiger to get into your chat room.
Oh.
And then I realized that I shouldn't be there, and yeah, I had a great time.
Well, I saw your name there, and I thought, hey, Jolene's in the chat room.
Yeah.
And you know,
she's lost in the corner.
She's lost in the corner with her guide dog, Sydney. And oh, dear. Well, it was very funny, because then I also went back to Dave. And, of course, it's nearly 3 in the morning where he is. So Gary, would you reach over and pinch Dave? You know, wake him up. But anyway, what's going on with you, my friend?
Well, I just, because you said that smiling face, I thought I at least better indicate that I was there.
And smiling,
and,
I hope.
Was smiling, yes.
Yeah.
And so I did want to respond to you and tell you that I've never listened before, but I found out how to somehow clawed my way into there. So I wanted to say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did. And, you know, it's easier actually to listen directly off the mainstream.
Yeah, I found that out.
Yeah, yeah. We make it harder for the international listeners. You know, you got to fight to listen to this. No, that's not really true. But
well, probably most people are smarter than I am, you know.
Well, no.
I'm just not very internet. I just struggle with it.
No, actually, you know, we always say in the promotions, you know, we want to save the room for international listeners. But, you know, quite frankly, if I don't have international listeners in there and I see someone like you or, you know, Gary Wood was in there, and the phone isn't ringing, well, of course I'm going to go over to the chat room and check it out. And, you know, I'm not going to say, I know you live in the U.S. I'm not going to talk to you.
Well, see, I mean, I was just like totally. Yeah, so your topic today was about talking things.
Yes, the things that talk to you.
And I did tell that funny story on the WCB list about finally buying a new microwave and purchasing one that talks. And I don't know where I got it from. And I don't even know what brand it is. But, you know, it was a fair amount of money. Well, when we got it, there was absolutely no sighted anything on it. The buttons have no visual indication of anything, and there's no visual readout on it, which is fine for me.
That's fine
and
for
I
you.
I love my microwave, but my poor husband is just kind of like out in the woods. He can just barely turn it on.
And I think that's
10 minutes instead of 5. He just, you know, I try to show him, but he's not interested enough to take the time to memorize all the pieces. So it's kind of like reversed in our family.
Isn't that interesting? Well, you know, we bought, I've told this story before, but last summer, both Gary and I bought a book port. And a book port, of course, for people who don't know, is, well, it's in its simplest form to describe it, it's sort of a portable MP3 player, but it does so much more than just play MP3s. Anyway, it's about the size of a remote control for your TV. It has 12 rows of buttons, and they're not labeled. And poor Gary, the bored guy, he'd be like, well, wait a minute now. I don't know how to turn my book port on.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Well, some of the things I do enjoy, I enjoy the talking ATM machines, and I never thought they'd come to our little community, but I found it sort of quite by accident that a couple of our ATMs here have it, and I've used it, and it's lovely.
Yeah. Which bank do you bank with that uses them?
U.S. Bank has one in our community, and, of course, Washington Mutual has one also.
They have one every year at CSUN. They set one up in the lobby of the hotel. And one of the things we did for the coverage this year for ACB Radio was I actually kind of went and recorded the talking ATM. And people heard me take out a whole $20. But just to be able to do it independently.
I know. It's great.
That's the great thing, yeah.
I mean, you do think about all the people that are kind of watching you and,
yeah,
you know, whether they're going to clobber you as you walk away.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, but I think it's great to have that independence.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I got a cool talking thing for Christmas. I actually wish that I had been foresightful enough to bring it here to the microphone, but I got a talking thermometer that looks more like a weapon, but Gary the board guy got it from Independent Living Aids, and it's this really long thermometer, and you push the button and it will give you the temperature of the room or your roast or your candy that you're making or your freezer. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British guy.
I've had some talking thermometers, and it's been so fun just to see what the temperature is. But a clinical thermometer is kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, the clinical thermometer I have, the lady drives me crazy. She goes, your body temperature is 99.2. She sounds like Boris Karloff, your body temperature. So I'm sort of looking for a good talking clinical thermometer. The other thing I'm looking for, and maybe people have information on this, there's a couple of brands of thermostats, the programmable thermostats that talk, and I want one with the intelligence built into it so that it will do what my currently, my inaccessible one currently does, which is if we tell it, okay, by 7 in the morning, we want our house to be 70 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, it starts earlier. And
right.
You know,
well, I don't have a talking thermostat, but I have one that clicks at every 2 degrees. And it has raised letters for 60, you know, 6 for 60, 7 for 70.
Oh,
and every 2 degrees it clicks.
Where did you get it?
Oh, gosh, I've had it quite a while, and I think I got our friend Tim of the Newsline, I think, put me onto it.
Huh.
And it has levers then for cold, cool, and warm, and I was able to put Braille labels on it. So I feel like I have a real accessible thermostat, but it's not all that smart.
Wow.
You know, we do have one hooked up to our gas fireplace, and so that I can just go flick that thermostat up, and I've got the fireplace going.
Wow, that's
cool. And the other one for our gas, what do you call those things that heat the house? Furnace.
No,
yes,
furnace, yes. The basic word,
yeah.
X gets the square.
And I love that. I'm just sick of little pieces of tape.
Yeah.
To try to figure out where in the world you are.
I know. I feel like sometimes my life is defined by little pieces of tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Alrighty then.
And I hope you'll do it again and again and again.
I hope it's easier to get in next time.
Yeah, well, next time just go to acbradio.org,
yeah,
and then click on the mainstream.
I had to download that software and stuff. All
yeah,
time,
yeah.
I couldn't get to that click here. That was all kind of run together.
Oh.
And so I had to use the JAWS cursor and go over letter by letter by letter by letter to finally get
dear.
To the ear.
Oh.
It was kind of an interesting experience.
Well,
anyway,
now you're all the smarter.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Take care.
Thanks, Jolene.
Bye. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Really sweet person, Jolene Ferguson. She lives here in the great state of Washington, and she is the current president of Guide Dog Users of Washington State, a special interest affiliate that I kind of, with the huge help of Jolene and others, got started here in Washington, and now she's running the joint. Hey there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
It's Lois. Hello.
Hey, Lois, now where have you been?
Oh, I've been around. I've been lurking. I've been listening in the background.
I've been waiting and waiting to tell you about my coffee maker.
Oh, what?
Well, we got, you know, we're remodeling this kitchen, you know?
Yes.
And we're still doing it, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know, those things take forever.
Oh, dear. I'm going to do a live broadcast in the thing when it's done, I swear. But we got one of these built-in coffee makers. It makes a cup at a time.
Wow.
Oh, gosh, no more pouring coffee. You put your cup under the thing, and it grinds the beans.
Ooh.
And woo. So you need to come to Seattle, girl, and have a cup of coffee with me.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Listen, I have some info for you. I have a question, and I have some info for you.
All right, I'm ready.
Thermostats.
Yes.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had to replace my whole air conditioning and heating system. It was just time, and it was beginning to act old. So it's gone out to pasture, and I bought the Kelvin programmable talking thermostat from NFB.
Okay.
That's the one you want. It will. You can program it, and it'll talk. It'll speak everything. Or you can turn it off if you don't want it to. But it has a nice male voice, and you can program it. It has little oblong buttons where you set the temperature for morning, what is it? Morning, day, evening, and night.
Okay.
And it's very easy to work.
Now, do you know if it has the intelligence built in that I'm looking for, where if you say, I want my house to be 70 degrees at 7 in the morning, it'll start maybe coming on at 5:30 in the morning to slowly?
I think you can program it for that.
Okay.
I think you might be able to hear the voice if I get close enough. It's warm here. I've got the thermostat off at the moment, but I can make it talk to us if I push a button.
All right.
71. The thermostat is disabled.
The thermostat is disabled.
Yeah, because but you heard that? That's
I
nice
did.
And clear, isn't it?
Yes, it's very clear.
Yeah.
So what is it called?
Now, that's cheaper. There's two talking thermostats I've heard about. And there's another one called the VIP, and I think that's the one I heard stuff about several months ago, and it's over $200. This one is $130 plus $10 handling and plus whatever shipping.
I wonder if that's the same one that Independent Living Aids is selling.
I don't know. It's Kelvin, and You can check out its specs and everything on the NFB site, nfb.org.
All right, I'll
and
do that.
And you have to go, it's crazy, you have to go to the product list, and you have to go to Housewares, and then, what is it, House, somewhere in Housewares. You have to go to, it's about this, there's two or three pages and, of the list of stuff, and you go to the second one.
Okay. Well, I'll do that because I'm very seriously interested in getting some information about this thing.
No, I'm very happy with this thing.
Well, and how's your coffee pot?
I love my coffee pot.
I remember that created more discussion on the friends list.
Yeah, it did.
That was so much fun.
How come we were discussing coffee pots on the friends list?
Talking about coffee pots.
Well, wait a minute. Marlena asked her to put it up there.
That's
and
right.
So they stopped beating me up, and it was okay. You know?
That's right. That's right. I'll get them, Lois. I won't let them beat you up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've listened to recently, and of course I've heard yours and others' comments about the Bookport. I'm getting more interested.
Oh, it's a lovely thing.
Okay, now, of course, as I commented to you one time, I'm spoiled. I like the Jaws thing, and I'm not enamored with its speech, although it's okay. I'm wondering, because I listened to the demonstration on some website, and can you, How much adjustment is there to that voice when you're reading, say, text stuff or whatever?
Yeah, there's a fair amount, actually. I have to say, and I certainly don't want to offend anyone. We all have our preferences.
Yes.
And I totally respect everyone's preference.
Right.
So that said, double talk isn't one of my preferences.
Yeah, that's where I stand. Too,
yeah.
But I'm with
yeah.
you. You can get used to it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everything you're able to do with
yeah.
that thing.
So I have to say that while I don't do a lot of text reading with mine, I tend to use mine more for MP3 books, audio, you know, audible.com books.
I think that's what I would be doing, but there would be time.
Yeah, well, especially because, you know, it reverse it has a reverse Braille translator in it. So if you download a web Braille book, you can...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Does that mean that when you download web Braille, you can have it read as text?
Yes.
Because I cannot afford a Braille device.
Yes.
I want one, but right now it's way out of reach.
Nope, the Bookport will do it.
Ah.
So it's got a reverse Braille translator in it. So, and that's really what I, you know, if I'm on the road and, you know, I'm actually physically moving in something,
mm-hmm.
And I have some Braille that I need read that's just too much for me to carry along or my
yeah.
Braille devices. That's what I use the speech for.
Mm-hmm.
And
but can you adjust its pitch?
Yes.
Okay, because I wasn't real happy. It's funny. I found I can read faster with the pitch a little higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I find with Jaws, I can scoot along when I want, just for general, when I'm looking for something, about 500 words a minute, and especially if I raise the pitch a little bit.
Well, you can adjust the pitch, and I'm on their beta team, and the last beta that we were kind of looking at as the next release candidate. Boy, I hope I'm not telling a tale out of school here. Larry ScootCon will come and send the APH cops after me, but I believe you'll also be able to adjust the frequency. Remember in the old days of screen readers when
yeah.
we had pitch?
You mean more or less like we can with Jaws and Deck Talk?
That's
stuff?
Right. That's right.
Oh, now that would help a lot. I could bear it if we could make some changes.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are several different voices in it too.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, it.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Oh,
I could get along with it better then.
It's a lovely thing. I love it.
Sounds like it.
The batteries will last you hours. I mean, I don't know what APH.
That's what it, there was. It said, who was it? 100 hours or a couple of 100 hours? I heard it. There's a neat demonstration on the Vibug. Net,
oh, is
the Vibug,
there? Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Well, I
that
do.
That was done about last November, last fall or something.
I do a lot of audio reading with mine, and I get about 80 hours.
Okay.
So
that's
a lot for two
AA
batteries.
AA's.
Yeah, yeah. So you should get one.
Yeah, it'll be a few months. I'm paying off my furnace crud, and I needed air conditioning since summer's coming.
Well, you see, and then you'll get all that paid off, and then you'll have another expense. And
that's right.
But
then
just
I can buy some more toys. Yeah.
You'll be so comfortable in your cooled house with your warm coffee and your good book.
Exactly.
There you go.
It sounds great. Great to talk to you, Marlena.
Well, you too, and don't be such a stranger, ma'am.
Oh, I'm listening in the background.
All right. All right.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. The things that talk to us. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. The things that talk to... Well, you're going to talk to me. You're one of the things that talks to me. Hello there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
Marlena, this is Lisa again.
Hello,
Lisa. I just wanted to address... the navigation in terms of the NFC store. The way people would get to it, if they go to NFC.org,
uh-huh.
you need to fill out the link for aids and appliances.
Okay.
Press enter on aids and appliances, and you'll have a couple of radio buttons, one for individual and one for agencies.
Okay.
So the individual is the default, and you're going to press enter on the button below that.
All right.
And that will get you to where all the different categories, the houseware, the books, and all of that listed there.
Great. Well, thank you so much for telling us
that. Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. That's about 52 minutes past the hour. And I smell dinner cooking. We have this new oven that is minimally accessible. But we figured out, I actually figured it out, and then Gary, the board guy, read it to confirm it, that we knew how to get the time bake going. So we got pork chops a-cooking. Hi there. This is Marlena. Who's this?
Lynn.
Hello?
Marlena.
Yes.
This is Lynn from Birmingham.
Hey, Lynn from Birmingham.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
It's fine.
What's up with you?
Well, I've just been very busy doing a lot of things. I have a bookport story.
Oh, go for it.
For Lois.
All right, go for it.
My husband's here, too. I don't know if you can hear both of us.
You're a little low, but let's see what happens.
Okay, hold on just a second.
I'll get off.
Are you still there?
Yeah, but now you're even lower, Lynn.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you can't have two of us.
Go ahead.
Okay, can you still hear me now?
Yeah, you're very, very low, but go ahead.
I got a book port last February because I looked at all the readers and what convinced me to get it was it would read the BRF file.
Yeah.
And it reads the Bookshare BRF.
Yes, it does.
I love. So I brought it home, and I lost it. To a certain gentleman sitting over there in the other chair. and so he had a birthday, and I had to get him one.
So you're a two-bookport household.
We are a two-bookport household.
Yeah.
And we just love the thing. And I am amazed at how much I read with it, being the braille creature that I am. And I did, you know, I've gotten used to the speech. It works great, as you know. And I would really encourage anybody to get one. It's so convenient to have it.
Yeah, I think it's one of the coolest little appliances that's come out for us in a long time.
And we are starting to issue some of them to people at VA, which is wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, am I going to see you in Las Vegas, Missy?
You bet.
All right.
I will definitely be there.
So does Friends in Art want some time to come on my program? And
I'll ask the board.
Yeah.
Maybe Nancy's the president this year, and maybe she would like to go on and talk a little bit.
Yeah, well, just drop me an email to marlena@acbradio.org.
Okay, I will. And you'll have to hear about my harp.
Yeah.
You know, we had a conversation about harps last year. And
yes.
Now I have one.
Oh, fabulous.
Because I'm sort of following a dream I've had to get back into music. So I'm taking a program to become a music practitioner.
Wow. I might have to have you on as a guest.
Well, yeah. I think I'm the first blind person in it because they don't seem to know you know, I was sort of having to blaze a trail here and get all the books read and everything. I've done two modules. It's a wonderful program, and I would love to talk about it.
All right, drop me an email, and we'll do it.
Yeah, Marlena at
acbradio.org.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that, and I will certainly see you this summer.
All righty.
I wanted to ask you about the PK, but I guess we don't have time.
Yeah, we're kind of getting up onto the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So call again next week or the week after.
Well, I will email you with my question.
All right, great.
About the PK.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. That about wraps it up for tonight, and I sure am glad that you were here and listening. I won't be here next week, but there will be something of interest to listen to. Not sure. We might repeat the Ronnie Millsap program, or we might have Jim Pemberton sitting in. We don't know. But want to go out with this song because it's Mother's Day, and mothers are very often there for us like bridges over troubled water. Thanks so much for listening.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears